Lawyers have gotten into hot water for being the typical caveman lawyer. Anybody remember that Phil Hartman character from Saturday Night Live? Okay, I'm dating myself with that reference, but, you know, sorry. Phil Hartman's still better than almost anything on SNL these days. But we have a number of examples from around the country where lawyers have had to become proficient just as a matter of doing their jobs. In Missouri, the Missouri Supreme Court back in 2010 said in response to a lawyer who had found out some contradictory answers to voir dire questions of a person she seated on her jury and then came to regret it after she got an adverse verdict, belatedly went to the court seeking a new trial, saying, well, judge, if I'd known this, I never would have let her on. The court said, well, when did you know this? And you knew this before the verdict came in. You could have brought this to the court's attention earlier. The fact that you chose not to is very telling. And the fact that this technology was literally right at your fingertips the whole time, and you didn't do this at an earlier juncture, shame on you. And in fact, when it went up to the Missouri Supreme Court, not only did they affirm the trial court, but they adopted a new affirmative duty for lawyers that you have to perform online research of your jury panel, and if you find something, you have to bring it to the court's attention right away or forever hold your peace. If you choose not to, well, you know, you've waived any kind of argument that you can make. So it created a new affirmative duty. In the case of Kennedy versus Adams, a Ninth Circuit case, this was a criminal case involving stepfather accused of alleged molestation of stepdaughter. And he told his criminal defense lawyer what no criminal defense lawyer ever has heard, I'm innocent. Only he was able to prove it. He said she's recanted her allegations on Facebook. And she's communicated with her little circle of friends explaining why she was making these false allegations. All you've got to do is cross-examine her with that. Introduce that. What does the defense lawyer do? Nothing. It goes on up later. The defendant appeals his conviction on the grounds of ineffective assistance of counsel, which under the Strickland case from the Supreme Court is a very high bar to get over. But he succeeds. Why? In the words of the Ninth Circuit, this technology, this technological assistance was literally available, easy to use, and there's no excuse for the defense attorney not to have used it, and it truly does constitute ineffective assistance of counsel. We've seen tech incompetence rear its ugly head in all kinds of ways in the headlines. The massive Wells Fargo Bank data breach. How many of you know that that data breach occurred because of a lawyer's incompetence? A lawyer, an outside counsel who was defending a defamation case involving a couple of Wells Fargo Bank brokers, didn't understand how to use the e-discovery software that she was using. She inadvertently produced a lot of stuff that she did not intend to. She produced things that she thought were redacted, but weren't redacted. She produced things that she thought she had marked confidential that were not marked confidential. And she wound up exposing the personal information of tens of thousands of Wells Fargo Bank's high net worth clients. How did she find out about it? Did opposing counsel give her a phone call, anything like that? No. She found out about it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal after her opposing counsel had very kindly let them know what she had done. And soon after, she had to fall on her sword in court. A lot of people tell me, and I've spoken to audiences including bankruptcy attorneys, tax attorneys, appellate attorneys, not just litigators who are using social media content about social media and its ethical risks. And I can't tell you how many times I hear, well, John, I'm just a boring transactional lawyer. I'm a boring appellate lawyer. You know, this, I'm an in-house attorney. You know, we don't have to worry about stuff like that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The tragic Las Vegas mass shootings. In the wake of that, a senior in-house attorney at CBS went on Facebook and made some very insensitive comments about the victims, saying how she didn't feel sorry for them because country music fans are just a bunch of Republican gun-toters. Well, guess who lost her job by the end of the day? as CBS issued a statement distancing themselves from that. Here in Austin, a lawyer named Robert Ranko tweeted some statements in the wake of Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos saying that she was looking at rolling back certain Obama administration guidelines on campus sexual assault investigations. What did he tweet? He tweeted that he'd be okay if Secretary DeVos were herself a victim of sexual assault. Well, wishing sexual violence on someone, let alone a member of the cabinet, not a great career move. Mr. Ranko no longer is with his law firm. These things, you know, have a way of happening. We've had a senior attorney with the Texas Attorney General's office who posted on Facebook some comments very critical of the Me Too movement, lamenting this tendency towards victimization and making some insensitive comments. By the end of the day, he was no longer with the AG's office, and Attorney General Paxton was issuing a statement saying that those statements did not reflect the core values of his office.